Okay, a good yard, good yomtiv, right? The kitzur, we said, I think we said the kitzur, said we say good yomtiv. Do we see it on the kitzur? I don't know. Okay, Siman Kuf Lamed Vav Hilchas Lulav V'Shar Aminim Sif Gimel. So Shira Hadas Shloisha Tvachim. Shira Hadas is three Tvachim. B'Shas Atchak Sagi B'Asara Gudolin and B'Shas Atchak 10 fingers is enough. V'Yakol Hadas Mimata Ad Lamala Meshulish, and the entire Hadas from the bottom to the top should be three. B'Shas Atchak and B'Shas Atchak Lamata Hamuot Eina Meshulish. If the lower part is not doesn't have three, but Roiv Shalamala Meshulish, and the Roiv on top is Meshulish, Gam Kein Kosher, it's also kosher. Right, so meaning it depends. It depends where on the hadas it doesn't have the three leaves. Right, so from the bottom it has a little, and on the top it's roiv, then it's okay. Tzrichin the doctor shalei yidnishu olam in hadas. You have to make sure that the leaves don't fall off the hadas. Ki yivnashu afilu miktsas, because if even some of the leaves fall off, yesh kamech chiluke dinim. There are many different dinim. Tzrichin las the sheilas chacham, and you have to do a sheilas chacham. Dalid, tzrichin lashkiach shalei niktam roish. You have to be careful that the top shouldn't be cut off. Dahainu roish ha'etz, the top of the wood. V'mein le'rak tumin, and if it only has, if you only have cut off ones, yasa sheilas chacham, then you have to ask a sheilas chacham whether you can be samech on that. But the small branches that come out, tzrichin liktam oisam shalei yafsiku bein akonim, you have to cut them off so that they don't separate between the konamina as a chatzitza. Meaning sometimes you have these little branches that break off the side, so then that could be a chatzitza. Hey, harava yadua. The harava we know is pretty yadua. Ha'olam mashuch, it's the leaf is long, upia chalak, and it's smooth edge, va'akona edoim, and the stem is a little red. Va'afilu ba'oida yarak kosher, even the stem is a little green, then it's kosher. Kivan shikashu shaya be'ilan misadam. So when you leave it on the tree, it becomes red. V'roiv min zeh gadol etzal anacholim. Most of this min grows next to the stream. V'alkein nikra arve nachal. V'afilu hagedelim mibakim achar k'shem. Even if they grow in another place, they're kosher. Helashim efsher, and if it's possible, yesh lahad likach mayosin hagedelim etzal nachal. You should try and get if they grow near a nachal. Right, which is like Jesse's really grown near a nachal because there's a lot of water over there, swamp. Shira Arava, Kishira Hadas, and the Arava is like a Hadas. Now, meaning when it says the smooth edge, that's why weeping willows, like the one they have outside Shayashuv, is no good, even though it looks very similar. Arava that's dry, or most of the leaves fell off, or the top of the wood was cut off, psula de pasul. Even if the leaves are just
Jack, was a guest.
drooping down,
The oven is on.
then from the stem, utluyin, and they're hanging down, psula de pasul. That could happen to aravas, when you have them for a while. You have to be very careful with aravah. A lot of times, when you stick the aravahs into the lulav, or through shaking it, then the leaves fall off, and then it is pasul. Right? What was I thinking now? Yeah, so it's aravas. I think it's worthwhile to make sure you buy yourself a couple of packages of aravas, or at least switch them out at least once over Sukkot, and maybe even more often, because they dry out very easily, and it's a few dollars, so there's no reason not to to replace with fresh ones. Fine. Zion, tzarek lizor shalei yiktzei seyisua ba'atzma mina ilan echer midalan mina letzarkoi. A yid should not cut it down himself. Afilu nasan le balakarka rishus, even if he has rishus. Why? Because we're afraid that whoever gave you rishus is not the owner, and you're really you're stealing. Right? Elo akum, either a guy should cut it down, or Yisrael acher, or another yid. You're saying let them cut it down, v'yikach mem, take it from them. Because as we know, as long as you're not the one that stole it, then it's not going to be possible for you to take it. Ches loichen shloisha bade hadas. You take three badim of the hadas. And two badon of the rova, vein loisuf, don't add on to that, even though tachsidim add on hadas. And va'igdenoisam ima lulav, and you tie it to lulav, so you kulan aguda achas, it should be one bunch. Like,
There's a word bad we just had
oh
in
yeah,
as
very
well.
good. Very good. Right. That's a right. And that bad means one. Very good, Rachman. Yeah. And they all have to be the way they grow. Lamata, where they're cut from the bottom. Echad, because if one is turned over, gam b'di'evad ein yotze, you're not yotze. I mean, everything has to be straight up. V'yesh lego des hadas miyamin ha'shidra el ha'lulav. The hadas goes on the right, v'sarova b'smol, and the rova goes on the left. T'hayinu she'kishayitul es ha'lulav ha'shidra neged panav. That when you take the lulav and the shedra opposite your face, the hadas neged yaminai, the hadas will be on your right, v'arova neged smol, and the rova will be on the left. You lamata kulam shavim. On the bottom, they should all be equal condition. Because you does a lulav yechas kulam. Now, when you hold a lulav, you're holding all of them, which it sounds like you should not hold just the lulav. You should be holding your hand around the hadasim and the rovas. Kamakam yesh lirashi hadas ma'at. You always have space on the bottom. We come
Oh, it's
up,
okay.
we come up, and yesh
The
lirashi.
country club.
We come up, and we either way. We come up, and yesh lirashi hadas ma'at kavaya yosim and arava. The hadas will be a little higher. Right, we know the Gra's way of remembering that. I think it's a Gra. It's the one that looks like eyes, which are the hadasim. The leaves of hadasim look like eyes, are higher than the aravas, which look like lips. Right, but so let's instead it. So in shul, when you come and you instead of looking at a corner of your eye what everybody else is doing, so then you have an easy way to remember which one is up, which is high. Tefach. You have to have the shedra from the lulav, not just the top of the lulav, but the actual spine of the lulav should be above the adas at the mchalapachas tefach. You tie them all together with a kesher gomer dino base ksharam zel gavze, which two knots, one on top of the other. Like a kesher shekayama. Umavad ma shekosher elu hamina biyachad. And besides for tying them all together, yasa oid belulav gimel ksharam, the lulav should have three knots. Some say two knots. Rak tefach echad min alulav lamala yeh beli kesher. But a tefach on the top should be without a knot. Kedei lechaskes boi b'shas ananu, in order to shake it, in order to that it should shake when it's been shaken. Yesh chut koruch al adas, if there's a chut wrapped on a das, tzarach lasiro koidam ha'igud, you need to remove it before it gets wrapped up. Shelo yehei chatzitza, that it shouldn't be a chatzitza. Right? Meaning, you don't want any, if the hadasim come tied up, so then you have to take off that tie. If the aguda gets untied on yom tov, also log the yom tov kesher, you can't make a knot on yom tov, ela ba'niva, then you only make a bow. Or what we do is not a knot at all, right? That's just some sort of way for the fit to stay. That's probably where the minute came from. What you do is you take the top of the wrap and you wrap it around, and that'll stay. That's what we call what do you call ringelach. Right, ringelach, the kids of, it's considered expertise to make the ringelach. Yeah, fine. Tess, arava, let's say an arava that was picked from the ground on yamtiv, even just to move it because it's muksa, ki muksa gomer, it's muksa gomer.
Altnoilid.
Yes. Anything that was attached to the ground, so then it's yeah. And if it was cut on Yom Tov Rishon, kasher be Yom Tov Sheni. It's kasher Yom Tov Sheni. Because either if the first day Yom Tov was weekday, and the second day Yom Tov is Kaddish, then nothing was wrong. And if the first day is Yom Tov and the second day is weekday. But if the first day Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, and that's when it was detached, I mean it was picked asur gam b'yom sheni, then it's also asur on Yom Sheni. Right, let's say it came from chutz l'tchom, you are allowed to take them in b'yotza. Right, there's a lot of misinformation and misunderstanding about things that come from outside the tchom on Yom Tov. Ach, im eino yir mesukenes be'eruv, if the city doesn't have an eruv, asur l'tata l'chutz min habayis she'em shom, you cannot take it out of the house. Meaning, so if somebody delivers, you get an Amazon esrog delivery, even if it came out of the tchum, it's mutter to use it, just not You can't take it out of your house or out of the Eruv. So then everybody has to go to the house in order to be yotzed. Back then, they didn't really have enough lulav and nesroyim to go around. If somebody does not have the choicest of the dalim, it's better to use the friends. But still, even so, even if you're not going to have a high quality, you should still have kifi hasagas yada, according to what you could afford, lasis behem hananuim, bahalul va'akafas, in order to do the nanuim, to shake the esrog and to go around by the akafas. Right now, it really depends what muvcharim is, right? Depending on how bad your esrog is, because you always want to be able to use your own. That's better than borrowing. So it really depends on the issa. Okay. We will stop there for day one.